championship. A double play wins it to Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. Mekhi Thornton, touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Clearfield Area High School in the PIAA basketball playoffs. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network, in conjunction with the PIAA and the NFHS Network, present the 5A Boys Semifinals featuring District 3 champion Hershey and WPIL champion Chartiers Valley. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Eric Bennett and Scott Donnelly on the cameras. Bill Chapo producing right now in our downtown Washington studios. This is Hershey's first ever trip to the state semis, though head coach Paul Blackburn knows his way around this time of year, winning back-to-back state championships as a player for Carlisle in the mid-1980s. For Chartiers Valley, this is the fourth time to reach the state semifinals, the first since 2010, and the first time ever with a team not coached by Tim McConnell. The Colts first reached the semis back in 1997, losing to Lewistown. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet, together, let's drive. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by Calibro Tire and Auto Service, for selection and service wherever the road takes you. We'll take a look at the entire weekend schedule of games and our coverage plans, plus we'll check the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Are you looking for a great pre-owned vehicle for a great price? Hi, this is Tim Calusi with Calusi Chevrolet, and we have a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available for immediate delivery.
And I'm Megan Calusi. Our certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 172-point inspection, so you can get all the peace of mind that comes with buying new, but for the price of pre-owned.
Go to Calusi.com to see all our inventory.
Together, let's drive at Calusi Chevrolet.
Take a look at the schedule. A different schedule this year because of Cirque du Soleil at the Giant Center this weekend. Somebody at Hershey Entertainment or PIAA didn't communicate the dates, and so PIAA board not wanting teams to sit for 10 or 12 days between semifinals and the championship games, put a week between the quarters and semis, and now another week here between the semis and finals. Personally, I vote for this schedule. I love it. I think it's great. I think it enables communities to build excitement in their in their communities for their teams playing this long. It only affects, you know, about 1/15 of the membership of the PIAA, and I think it works out great. Action, 6A girls tonight, semifinals. Garnet Valley and Upper St. Clair, that game at James Buchanan High School. Perkiomen Valley and Archbishop Carroll play tonight at 7:30 at Plymouth White Marsh. Late third quarter, a one-point lead for Upper St. Clair. The Panthers in front 36-35 in a rough and tumble basketball game, and now Garnet Valley has taken a 37-36 lead. We'll keep an eye on that one for you as well. 3A girls, Imhotep and Loyal Sauk Township play tonight at Parkland. Also a 6 o'clock start at Fox Chapel, Shadyside Academy, and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. 2A girls, Mountain View and Berlin Brothers Valley, that game at Mechanicsburg at 6:30. Half hour after that at Central Cambria, it's Penn's Manor and Bishop McCourt. On the boys' side, our game, District 3 champion Hershey, WPIL champion Chartiers Valley. The winner will take on the Upper Moreland Newman Goretti winner. Those two play at Pottstown tonight at 7. 4A boys, Devon Prep and Valley View playing at Parkland at 7:30. An hour ahead of that, right after the Upper St. Clair Garnet Valley girls game, it's Berks Catholic and North Catholic at James Buchanan High School. And the 1A boys, winners head to Thursday afternoon. District 3 fourth place finisher Lancaster Country Day School and Sankofa Freedom out of District 12. They play, they're underway at Plymouth White Marsh right now. Neighborhood Academy and Otto Eldred playing in Erie at the Haggerty Events Center. End of three quarters at James Buchanan, Upper St. Clair 37, Garnet Valley 37. They were tied at 23 at intermission, now tied at 37 at the end of three. Might they need bonus basketball? We shall see, we shall see. We have a full day for you tomorrow. We'll have doubleheaders from both Chambersburg and Cannon McMillan. At Cannon Mac, it's 3A boys, South Allegheny and Aliquippa rematching the WPIL championship game won by South Allegheny. That's a noon tip-off, followed by a 2 o'clock tip-off, another WPIL rematch. That is Peters Township taking on South Fayette in the 5A girls semifinal. Meanwhile, out at Chambersburg, NFHS coverage of the first game, 1 o'clock start. And that is North Catholic and Lansdale Catholic in 4A girls bracket. And we'll follow that up with NFHS coverage and audio on WJPA.com as Upper St. Clair takes on perennial powerhouse Roman Catholic. And that's scheduled for a 2:30 tip-off. Starting lineups, national anthem, and all of that fun stuff when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Not only did I throw myself off, I threw a little curveball at our producer. Tom Drakely is with me here in the quote-unquote booth. Good to have you along. You're right in the midst of the fans there, partner.
Yeah, and they're all the fans from Hershey, by the way. I hope they have a few extra Hershey kisses. I could use one or two.
I hope they don't throw them out onto the floor, because that a number of years ago used to happen with the first points of the game. Then the Hershey kisses were unloaded and became a dangerous situation. And PIAA, long banned that. And I hope that doesn't happen, because it is an automatic technical foul. And, boy, as a fan, you do not want to cause your team a technical foul. Funny situation happened, I think, with South Fayette girls the other day in their quarterfinal. The team they were playing came with the wrong uniforms.
That's right.
And ended up, they couldn't change and ended up having to give up a technical foul and the two foul shots and the ball. So, just a really rough situation, and, boy, you do not want to start that way. Quick start to the fourth quarter for Upper St. Clair girls. 6 points in the first 90 seconds, and they lead Garnet Valley 43-37. Garnet Valley, by the way, is the team that Peters Township girls beat in the 6A championship game 6 years ago now. It's hard to believe that was 6 years ago, 2019.
That is hard to believe, Bob. We were there, and it was an exciting win for Peters Township.
Winner of this game will play the winner of tonight's Upper Moreland Newman Goretti game, and that is a Friday night 7 o'clock tip-off at the Giant Center. I will tell you, for those of you in the Western Pennsylvania area joining us tonight, that if that is Short Tears Valley, we will be there to bring that game to you. Short Tears Valley coming in on an 11-game win streak. Hershey has won 12 of 14 and 7 in a row. Starting lineups when we come right back.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignments, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300. Online, calibrotire.com.
Our national anthem here at Clearfield. Just to give you a little scope of where we're at, I have to tell you, I'm surprised at the size for a 5A state semifinal. Now, granted, it is 2.5 hours from either school, but there are probably only 200 more seats here than at Fort Cherry, just to give you a kind of an idea of the size here. But big floor, bright lights here, and really an outstanding setup. Starters being introduced by the PA announcer here. First of all, Chartiers Valley will be the visitors team on the scoreboard. 5'11 junior Jaden Davis, averaging 24 points a game, has 59 three balls on the season. 6'2 junior Logan Helfrich. 6'1 junior Danny Slizik, who hits 50% of his three balls. 6'3 junior Jake Lewis. And a 6'1 junior, Julian Semplis, 12 points, 6 boards, also 6 assists. Like to hear about a guy that can score and help others score as well. On the other side, a 5'10 senior, Aiden Miller, averages 5 points and 3 boards a game. The do-it-all, 6'3 junior, Cameron Sweeney, averages 20 points, 6 boards, has 36 long-range field goals, hits about 70% of his foul shots. 6'5 senior Roman Panko averages 6 points and 5 boards. A 6'2 sophomore Drew Granum, 7 points scorer, and 33 three-pointers on the year. And 6'6 senior James Campbell, 12 points, 6 boards. You caught those numbers, 6'5 and 6'6 among the starters for Chartiers Valley. I think the Colts are going to want to see if those big guys can run the floor.
Well, I saw them play on film several games, and I'm telling you, Bob, they can run the floor. Hershey team is very solid top to bottom, and they will defend. And how they are able to defend the guards, especially Jaden Davis, will tell the tale.
Our game officials, Dave Wright, the referee, he's from District 9. Chip Mason from District 9. Sarah Fine from District 5. The game officials assigned to work the contest tonight for the PIAA. Getting set to step into the center circle, 6'6 James Campbell for Hershey. And I appreciate the PIAA and the folks here at Clearfield holding to the 6 o'clock announced start time, and we certainly appreciate that. Thanks also to Bill Chapo, our producer in our downtown Washington studios. I know Mark Edwards will be coming along as well. Sit back, relax if you can, enjoy it, we hope. Just about set to get underway. Jake Lewis, James Campbell, the opening tip controlled by Hershey. Ball dealt to the right side. Granite gives it off now to the near side to Miller. Take it up top. Campbell almost walked with it. Lob it into the corner to Sweeney. Double team. Jaden Davis has him covered. Ball comes to the near side. Ball between the circles. Volleyball 10-foot line. Campbell brings it back near side. Three ball won't go. Ball rebound comes clear out to the three-point arc where it's grabbed by Aiden Miller. Into the corner, Roman Panko's first touch. Back out to Miller. Campbell up and down the lane, far side. Ball comes now to the near side. Ran on the dribble to the circle. Shuffle with the feet by Campbell. Got away with that. Ball over to Aiden Miller. Miller in all kind of trouble and then throws the ball into backcourt. Turnover. Long possession. Nothing out of it. Not a look.
Well, they're deliberate in the half-court offense, so that's not a surprise to me, but to turn it over after you've worked the ball so hard, that's discouraging.
Yeah, they got the shot on the first time, then when they got the offensive board, never got a look at the basket again. So the turnover gives the ball to Chartiers Valley. Semplis will bring it across, give it off, and get it right back from Slizik. Far side, pump fake on the three ball by Helfrich, and now Davis to the corner. Semplis dribbles into the paint, kick it far side, three ball in flight, short. Rebound all alone is Campbell. Ahead to Sweeney. Push it up the floor to Miller. To the free throw line. Reverse. Push off with the offhand. Jumper in the elbow. Up and good for two.
Drew Grana hit that jump shot. That was a nice little pull up that time.
2-0. Hershey with the lead. And crowd that is filling in empty seats. We're not near capacity yet. 1,400 is the count. Jaden Davis for the lead. Short off the board. Rebound tipped by Granite, controlled by Miller. Little shoulder shimmy. Now off to Sweeney for three and changed his mind. Tried to fire it down low. Campbell wasn't expecting a pass, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Well, when you go in the shot motion, you're better off just shooting the basketball because the other player for Hershey thought he was going to shoot the basketball and turned his back to the ball.
Yeah, Campbell was setting up to block out and be ready for any rebound. Jaden Davis behind the back to the elbow. Back out to Semplis. Hassled by Grana. 2-0 lead for Hershey. Just over 2 minutes in. Over the shoulder. Helfrich, three ball off the back of the rim. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Grana. Controlled by Panko. Miller bring it up the floor. Looks for a cutter. A lot of traffic gain and going to be a travel call.
Yes, that's a travel.
Perhaps a slight tardy whistle, but a travel nonetheless.
Yeah, it's loud in here, though, and oftentimes you can't hear that whistle. Well, you can see, Bob, if you watch the defense that Hershey plays, I mean, they just get out and pressure the basketball. They're very physical, too.
5:35 to play, opening quarter, 2-0. Hershey with the lead. Hershey had a second round bye because of the Uniontown Meadville fracas. Davis shot won't go. The rebound knocked out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Cameron Sweeney.
Yeah, and I noticed they put Sweeney right on Davis initially as a matchup of the two real good offensive players.
Inbound. From into the corner, work it around, bring it near side, Davis and Sweeney. Davis averages 24, Sweeney averages 20. Davis stepped through, that's a travel.
Boy, lots of turnovers early in this game. Well, the problem there, Bob, Sweeney's 6'3". Davis, they say 5'11". I'm going to say closer to 5'10", maybe 5'9". So there's a decisive advantage on the part of Mr. Sweeney.
Feed goes inside, blocked from behind, but a foul going to be called on Jake Lewis. Somehow, Roman Panko got left alone.
Oh, he was wide open. I don't even know why he hesitated. The defender was lost.
First foul of the ball game. Two free throws coming for Panko. He's a 50-50 proposition at the stripe and way too strong on the first. And 50% is the best he can hope for on this trip.
Well, he's got to knock this one down or he doesn't get the 50%.
3 minutes gone, 2-0. Hershey with the lead, and this shot also no good. Sweeney rebounds, blocked out of his hands by Jake Lewis. Lob ahead, all alone. It's Helfrich ties the game.
Well, and I think that's what Chartres Valley is going to have to do.
Offensive foul called from a long way away, but the push knocked Jaden Davis down.
Well, Davis hit him twice, and then in the second push, he knocked him over. And there were, that was a good call. I mean, that was very visible. Now, whether he baited him into that or not is immaterial.
Cameron Sweeney called for the foul, his first. Well, that's going to be a battle all night long.
You know it, and both players seem to be up for that task.
2-2 tie, 4:45 to play in the opening quarter. Long bounce pass to Lewis, far side to Davis. Lewis rolls, sets a screen, takes a pass back. Three ball for the lead, good.
Jake Lewis from the stripe.
Long three ball. It's an air ball carried over the rim and sails out of bounds.
And I think Chartres Valley is going to have to knock some of those shots down. They're putting so much pressure on Jaden Davis. Other players are going to benefit from that, Bob. They'll have some open looks. They got to knock them down.
Opportunity here after the air ball shot. Davis gets a high screen. Take it back out. Helfrich now far side three. Line drive won't go. And a rebound cleared by Sweeney. Averages 6 a game. Has a couple already. Into the paint goes Miller. Pick it up. A little shuffle pass off to Campbell. Steps in. Steps around. Fade away. Up and in. And a foul to go with it. 3:54 to play. First quarter. 5-4. 5-4 lead for Hershey. Timeout on the floor. 3:54 to play. Score 5-4. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Long time in the media timeout before the officials indicated to the scores table that the shot by Campbell counted. It was clear that it went. But it took a while to get that look. You can see shot goes up and then the whistle. And I mean, that's clearly fouling the act of shooting. So they get it right, and that's the important part. Now Campbell at the foul line with a chance to tie the game. And a free throw is good. We're all square at 5 apiece. Campbell, a 65% free throw shooter.
And stands at 6'6", so he has a clear advantage on the interior.
Back cut intended for Davis, tipped around, pinball, gets it back, feed to the corner, high arcing three for Luca Federico, checked in on the media timeout.
Yeah, the freshman, he did that down at the Peterson Event Center, knocked a few threes down in the championship game.
8-5 lead for Chartiers Valley, pass was blocked, but it gets through anyway to Panko. Fade away, Sweeney, two-pointer good. His first points of the game.
Boy, you just have a feeling this is going to be one of those games.
Upper St. Clair leading Garnet Valley girls 47-42. Just over 90 seconds remain in the contest. Ball into Davis's hands at the volleyball 10-foot line. Miller guards him. Federico dribble to get open, take it into the paint, back out. Davis looked at a three. 2 feet inside the 10-foot line. Feet across. Federico, push shot won't go. Rebound ripped down by Roman Panko.
A strong rebound by Panko.
Sweeney to the corner. Give it to Campbell. Dribble drive. Shot partially blocked. Rebound grabbed by Semples. Semples brings it up the floor himself. Finds a cutter into the paint. Behind a back pass to Federico. Back to Semples. Feed it back around the perimeter. Semples and now Davis jumps and travels into a drive. Good call. He jumped and then moved both feet.
That's his second traveling violation. That size is bothering him a little bit, and he's just got to be a little more patient with that. You don't want to rush things.
Here's the other thing. Not every game official works PIAA semifinals, and he gets away with stuff sometimes.
Oh, he does.
Three ball from the corners, an air ball carries across. It's grabbed by Zakovich. His shot won't go, and a foul called on Chartiers Valley. It'll be the Colts' third.
Zakovich, a 53% free throw shooter. So, again, we're at that 50-50 proposition. They're only 1-for-3 so far, Hershey is, from the line.
Upper St. Clair up 47-44. Zakovich free throw well short. We've seen well long. We've seen wide left. Saw one go in, and now another one well short. Second shot also won't go. Rebound to the sideline, and it's tracked down there by Semples, and he wants to push it up the floor. Semples waits for Mates to get there. Man-to-man defense. Federico back to Semples. Three ball in flight off the back of the rim, the window, and cleared by Zatkovich. 2 minutes to play. First quarter. Step into the paint. Grana runs a defender over, misses the shot, can't get the rebound because he's falling to the floor.
No call. Well, I think that was a good no call. What about you, Bob?
Yeah, I think he Euro-stepped right into the defender. Davis hands up, begging for a call, doesn't get that. Federico down, dish it back out. Bad pass. Picked off, coming the other way. The Hershey Trojan, deal far side. Grana fakes a shot, deal it inside, spinorama, an offensive foul on James Campbell, his first.
Well, he did, and when he spun, his body knocked over the defender. Pretty good call, I thought. I don't know why he's spinning. He's 6'6". Catch the ball and put it up.
8-7, Chartiers Valley leading Hershey. Chartiers Valley ball after the foul, the second on Hershey. Semples trying to blow by, jump pass to the far corner. Julius Best on the floor checking in. Back to Semples in the corner. That pass just got there. Jaden Davis takes it now. Sweeney takes him to Best. Now Federico jumps into a three. It's wide left.
Never had his feet set, Bob.
Rebound cleared by Grant later. Ball ahead to Sweeney. He took a little bump. Dribble drive to the low block. Feed to the corner. Jaden Waynes. He'll feed it back around. Under a minute to play in the first. Campbell looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Dribble with the left hand. Pass it around. It's later. Later, 6 foot junior. And now out to Sweeney. Sweeney and Davis. One on one. Davis cuts him off. Sweeney takes it into the paint anyway. Fade away for the lead. Good.
Boy, that was a tough shot. He was well defended, but, man, he can get up off his feet.
9-8, Hershey, plus one. 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Davis avoids a trap, takes it behind his back, down the lane, put it up, roll it across, no good. Federico goes back up, high off the window, scored, and a foul.
How about Federico, freshman, comes in the game, he's instant offense, 6'3". He looks like he's about in sixth grade when you look at him. He's very young in the face.
Zakovich with the foul, his first, team's third in the period. Federico at the line, an 80% free throw shooter. Nails it.
He's got excellent form on his shot.
And now a foul can be called on Jaden Davis, I believe. His first, team's fourth. 15 seconds to play in the quarter, and Davis is going to sit here in the final few seconds. Checking back in is Danny Slizik. 37 seconds to play at James Buchanan High School. Upper St. Clair 48, Garnet Valley 46. USC basketball late. Sweeney on the dribble. Slizik turns him back out. Campbell walks down the lane, and I mean walks. Sarah Fine saw too many steps, and now on the offense, substitution, Davis back in. Also checking back in, Drew Grana for Hershey. 3.3 seconds to play. Going to roll the ball, and I don't understand. If you don't get any length, what difference does it make? Davis takes it, pops from the wing, off the iron, no good. End of one. Chartiers Valley 11, Hershey 9. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Two ties, three lead changes. Enjoyable opening quarter, 11-9 Upper St. Clair with the two-point lead.
Not a very high-scoring quarter, but a lot of activity in that quarter. These two teams are going after it.
Chartiers Valley ball. Possession arrow to start the quarter. Semplis takes a pass, kick it back out. Slizik, three ball, nothing but net. His first points of the night.
Chartiers Valley does a really good job in their half-court sets. I mean, they're very patient, but yet they look to shoot it, man.
14-9, Colts in the lead. Later with the ball. Now take it right side, Zakovic, and on out to the far wing. Waynes working around the perimeter. It's Grana now. Grana almost lost the ball, but able to save it. Zakovic cut off, couldn't drive. Grana between the circles now to later, right side. One more time, it's Wayne. Zakovic looks one way, then the other. Nothing open inside. Great perimeter defense by the Colts. Grana dribbles to the elbow, feed it across the paint to the far wing. Zakovic picks up his dribble, finds Grana. And now to Sweeney, his first touch on this set. Lob down low. Zakovic reverse, and he is fouled. Going to be Danny Slizik picking up his first foul. Zakovic back to the foul line where he missed two earlier.
Right. He's got to knock some shots down. I mean, that's important. You make these free throws.
I have Hershey 1 of 5 at the free throw line in the game, and another miss.
Make it 1 of 6.
First time Zakovic was way short, this time way long.
Well, he's only a 56% free throw shooter, and you know it's one of those parts of the game where you just have to be efficient. They haven't been that efficient tonight.
1 for 6 turns into 2 for 7. First point of the game for Zakovic. And Hershey, the double digits now at 14-10. Davis and Sweeney. Help comes from Waynes.
Good switch on the screen there.
Three ball looked at by Slizik. Doesn't take it. Semplis gives it back out to Davis. Davis has Best in the left corner. Doesn't go there. Now does. Rifle it. Moving, catching the ball. Best. Cross-court pass. Federico dribbles around a defender. Feed it back out to Semplis. Penetrates. Ball knocked loose. Controlled by Sweeney. Sweeney going to the rack. Leaner won't go. Cleaning the glasses. Semplis. Ball knocked loose. And the Trojans have it. Try to feed it out. That's blocked. Sweeney for three. Too strong. Rebound weak side. Ball blocked out of the hands of Waynes. He gets it back and scores off the window.
Waynes is a big, strong player inside at 6'3", and he used every bit of that body on that particular offensive rebound, Bob.
A lot of hands on the ball, flying from one destination to another.
Oh, I'm telling you.
14-12, Chartiers Valley plus two. Davis on the left wing. He and Sweeney matched up. Have been this way the entire game. Jump pass. Federico to the circle. Spinorama back around. Oh, nearly a walk by Slizik. Semplis gets the ball, trying to get by Grana. To the hoop, shot up and in, and a foul on Grana.
Yeah, really nice finish by Semplis that time. I thought he was going to run out of real estate along the baseline.
First points of the game for Semplis, 16-12, excuse me, 5:37 to play. And the board goes final, I believe, at 53-49, Upper St. Clair. So one of our area teams goes to the stripe. Semplis misses the free throw. Scramble for the loose ball. Good job to keep it alive. Ahead to Sweeney for the lay-in. Aiden Miller kept that ball alive with a dive at midcourt.
Boy, he really did. What hustle that time by Miller.
And now hand check foul called on Miller. You see there, and the good job by Miller, didn't try to grab the ball, saw help coming, and just tipped the ball ahead toward the basket he was attacking, and Sweeney able to take it in stride.
Just great awareness by him that time, Bob. What a great play he made.
Chartiers Valley up 16-14 on Hershey, 5:15 to play, first half, three ball. Davis, too strong, late to follow, and a rebound cleared by Zakovich. Sweeney on the dribble. Kick it back out. Miller for the lead. Three ball good. Aiden Miller's 20th tray of the year. 17-16 Hershey.
Doesn't shoot a lot of them, but that time he had those feet set. Looked very confident.
Colts get the ball into the corner to Best. Double team comes, passes out of that. Helfrich, two bounce pass to Semplis. Helfrich, long three. Too strong. Rebound tip. And it's going to be cleared, covered over by Zakovich.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a physical game, but a clean game.
Miller, dribble drive, tried to lay it off, and pass got tipped on the way. Semplis with the loose ball. Step down the right side and score it. Semplis has four in the quarter. 18-17, CV in front. Five lead changes now in the game. Not quite halfway through the second quarter. Sweeney. Long cross-court pass. Three ball, Waynes. Good.
I was watching Waynes warm up, Bob. He can knock that shot from the corner down.
Timeout, Hershey. 4:01 to play, second quarter, 20-18. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Are you looking for a great pre-owned vehicle for a great price? Hi, this is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet. And we have a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available for immediate delivery.
And I'm Megan Colusi. Our certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 172-point inspection, so you can get all the peace of mind that comes with buying new, but for the price of pre-owned.
Go to Colusi.com to see all our inventory.
Together, let's drive at Colusi Chevrolet.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Timeout taken by Paul Blackburn with 4:01 to play. Wanted to get something communicated. We are going to have another break here momentarily. Next whistle, unless it happens in 1 second.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Especially with no pressure in the backcourt.
Correct.
Colts will get the ball inbounds, and next stoppage will take us to the media timeout. 20-18, Hershey in front. Hershey with an 8-2 run. Ball knocked loose. Hershey controls. Zakovich trying to split the double team and scores.
Well, that was a nice finish by Zakovich that time. Two defenders he split, Bob, and was able to lay it in with his left.
22-18. The run extends now to 10-2 for Hershey. Helfrich dribbles off the wing, gives it to Davis. Miller's on him now. Davis to the elbow, stops. Find Semplis, three ball, line drive too strong. Davis tracks down the rebound beyond the top of the key. near side. Now under the wing. Slizik for three. It's off the front of the rim. Grana with the rebound.
Chartres Valley is settling for too many threes, Bob. They got to get the ball going to the rim a little bit.
Ball goes inside to Campbell. Bangs it in hard off the window. 24-18. The margin now 6. And it's a 6-0 run. 12-2. Davis trying to dribble through traffic. Zakovic picks his pocket. Euro step in the lane. Score it. And a timeout for Chartiers Valley. 2:46 to play. The three ball, the timeout, and it has been all Hershey ever since. 2:46 to play. First half, 26-18. Hershey back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Sometimes you maybe get caught looking for the media time. I see Zakovic right down the lane with the first one, and then the ball comes to the entry inside, and Campbell off the window and in. And then Davis trying to dribble in the double team and just turns the ball over.
Well, Chartres Valley needs to get something generated here, and preferably something going to the rim.
Semplis hangs in the air and misses the shot. Doesn't even hit the rim. Rebound Campbell. Near side, Zakovic. Feed it back out. Grana for three. That's good. Hershey threatening to run out of the building. 29-18.
And, Bob, they have held Jaden Davis scoreless to this point in the ballgame. That's been the big difference.
Davis penetrates. Dish it off, tough interior pass ball, kicked out of bounds, and now we get the timeout. 2:02 to play, second quarter. Hershey 29, Chartiers Valley 18, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Chartiers Valley scored the first 3 points of this quarter with a tray from Danny Slizik to go up by 5, and then it has just exploded 20-4 in favor of Hershey since then.
They've turned the ball over, Bob. They haven't taken great shots. I mean, they're shooting a lot of perimeter shots.
Fade away by Davis. Doesn't get to the rim. Sweeney up the floor. Grana wanted to go back to Sweeney, but too well covered. Ball goes inside. Fumbled there, but Sweeney ends up with it. And a blocking foul going to be called. Sweeney going to the line to shoot two. He hits 70% at the free throw line.
You know, he is such a good defender, and I think that's really causing Davis to take shots that he's not used to taking, and he can't shake him, and they do a great job if there's a screen of switching screens as well.
Sweeney off the mark. I don't know what happened to Hershey on the way here, but
they must have been watching a team yesterday on the NCAA that couldn't make a free throw.
Foul on Jake Lewis. He checks out. That's his third. Federico back in. Sweeney, second effort, rolls it in. He's got 7 points, and the run continues. Hershey, plus 12.
Well, it's not insurmountable.
They've hit just 3 of 9 of their free throws,
yeah,
but still have a 12-point lead. Federico guarded by Panko. Ball out to Semplis, trying to blow by Graniff. Semplis can't get the lay-in to go. Miller takes it, looks for Sweeney, jumps around the defender, misses the shot. Campbell rebounds and is called for a foul. Look clean from the angle here.
Let's take a look. Yeah, I don't know. That's he did go over the back of Federico. Maybe that's what the call was there, Bob.
James Campbell called for his second foul.
And he's been very effective. That 6'6" body, and he's a big 6'6".
Yep.
Hershey fans not happy with the call, but that's the way that goes.
Yeah, and Hershey should maybe of all people be very aware of what happens when the crowd gets out of control. They benefited from not having to play a second-round game. Ball loose inside. Sweeney rattles it around and drops it home.
I'll tell you what, this is an onslaught. They're just dominating both ends of the court right now.
Reach-in foul. Grana going to get called for a hack across the arm. And, of course, 100 feet away, the same fans that didn't like the other call are not liking this one because they saw it better.
Correct.
4 fouls in the quarter on Hershey. Chartiers Valley with just a minute remaining. Jumper from the elbow off the rim won't go. The rebound cleared by Panko. Ball knocked loose by Davis but controlled by Hershey. Cutter to the hoop. Shot hit the bottom of the backboard but right into the hands of Panko, who scores his first points. And this is in danger of getting completely away from the Colts. 34-18. Hershey with the lead. Davis trying to create. And he is grabbed. It'll be a holding foul called on Zakovic.
Ron Davis has to keep his emotions in check. I know he didn't like the foul. It was a hard foul, but it was not anything that was malicious. Hasn't scored a point with 21 seconds left in the half. He's going to be a little frustrated, no question about it.
Jaden Davis at the free throw line, 82% foul shooter. And that's off the mark.
And that's only the second free throw attempt of Chartiers Valley. And, Bob, that's what I was saying. They have been settling for the three-point shot, not trying to get the basketball through and into the rim, and they need to get some easy buckets.
Hershey's run is 17 straight points.
It's amazing.
Davis ends that with 21 seconds to play. Jaden Davis gets his first point of the game.
And I'm sure Hershey will hold for one shot opportunity here.
Miller in the midcourt, into the corner now. Later, he'll bring it back out. Miller penetrates, Euro steps, little backhand flip won't go. Davis rebounds and the period comes to an end. Second quarter blowout by Hershey at the break. Hershey 34, Chartiers Valley 19. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list, and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price, and so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Tom, how do you recover from a 17-0 run?
Well, it's difficult. And I'm going to tell you what's happening, and it's very apparent to me. It's the defensive aggressiveness that has taken Chartres Valley out of everything they want to do, particularly have taken Jaden Davis out of his game. And they're almost saying, if you're going to beat us, you've got to make everything from the perimeter. They're unable to do that. So you've got to give them a lot of credit for their defensive game plan here. They just put a lot of pressure on you. And when you miss, they get the rebound. And when they miss a shot, they get the rebound. They're tenacious. They really are. And I saw that when I had an opportunity to watch several games of theirs. And I thought to myself, boy, they really play defense. And, you know, offensively, a lot of their shots, where are they scoring from, Bob? At the rim. And you look at Chartres Valley, most of their shots have come from the perimeter, and they've been unable to convert at a high rate.
Seven field goals for the Colts. Three of them are three-pointers.
It's not enough. And the tempo, the pace of the game has favored Hershey much more so than Chartres Valley. They've got a lot of work ahead of them. I'm not saying it's insurmountable, but it's got to be a one possession at a time. They must do a better job taking care of the basketball. Those turnovers that they have had have led directly to easy baskets for Hershey.
Slizik with the three ball in the opening seconds of the second quarter gave Chartres Valley a six-point run. They got the old-fashioned three-point play late in the first quarter, and the long-range field goal, the three ball by Slizik. But the Chartres Valley able to hold most of that lead for a little while. They got to 16-12 with the 5.5 minutes to play. A two and a three for Hershey gave the Trojans the advantage at 17-16. Chartres Valley got a two-pointer just a moment later to go up 18-17. That's the last time Chartres Valley was in front. That bucket with 4:16 to play was the last time that Chartres Valley scored until Jaden Davis hit one of two free throws with 21 seconds to play.
Yeah, and he has just been totally consumed because everywhere he goes, they're switching into his path. They're doubling him when they can. And the 6'3 Sweeney has given him all kinds of issues because Cameron Sweeney is quick enough that he can stay with him off the dribble, and he's tall enough to really bother anything he wants to do. Caused him to travel twice and take some ill-advised shots. So got the work cut out for him, Bob. I don't know. It's a tall task.
25-8 run in the second quarter for Hershey.
Yeah.
That does not surprise Garrett Bull, the head coach of West York, whatsoever in the quarterfinals for Hershey to get here. 24-7 run closed the game to give them an 11-point win. You do the math, 24-7, it's a 17-point difference. They won by 11. That doesn't Garrett Bull not surprising. Certainly appreciate the time we had to exchange information with coaches along the way, including Garrett Bull. And just nice to have some idea from a coaching perspective what they've seen of teams that we haven't seen much of.
Yeah, and it really is. But, you know, I got comfortable with them as I watched them play, and I just kept saying to myself, this team's really good, and can Chartres Valley, you know, can they hang with them, keep this game close? That was my major concern. And how would Jaden Davis react to the type of defense that they were going to play? I knew they would be physical. I knew they would be aggressive. I mean, they put lots of pressure on everyone. It's just not Davis. All the Chartres Valley players are facing kids that are right up underneath them and playing them tough in a man-to-man set. When you switch all screens too, Bob, how are you going to react to that? And they haven't reacted well.
This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. A little brighter news in the Upper St. Clair School District. The Panthers, 53-49 winners in the 6A girls semifinals. Upper St. Clair heads to the Giant Center in Hershey to take on either District 1 champion Perk Yeoman Valley or District 12 champion Archbishop Carroll. We know this. The 6A girls champion will be a district champion. No also-rans in that one because it's District 1, District 12, and now District 7 champions competing for that 6A girls championship. Three out of the four in our bracket are district champions. Newman Goretti in District 12, Hershey in District 3, Churchers Valley out of the WPIL. Upper Moreland, the other team, the outlier in the group of four, Upper Moreland and Newman Goretti, due to tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Pottstown, and that game on the NFHS Network. We're at the half here at Clearfield Area High School. It's Hershey 34, Churchers Valley 19. We're back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Welcome back to Clearfield. Both teams back on the floor. Check in on another game in action involving WPIL teams. 3A girls, Shadyside Academy leading Our Lady of the Sacred Heart 22-16. They're about halfway through the third quarter. That game at Fox Chapel. Wonder if Shadyside walked to that.
Could have. Maybe, right? I mean, it's right there, I think.
I remember I did and it was a first-round game. This was before teams could play on their home floor in this first round of the state playoffs. But I remember Trinity played Bradford at Pitt Bradford.
I remember
literally
that.
Literally across the street.
I think I was on that game with you, as a matter of fact.
I also remember days when Seton LaSalle played at Keystone Oaks in playoff games.
That would be a nice travel.
Right across the street as well.
Yes.
Check scoring for you, and how about this balance for Hershey? Cameron Sweeney leading all scorers. He has 9 points, 4 in the first, 5 in the second. But check this out. Jaden Waynes has 5, all in the second quarter. Drew Grana has 5, 2 in the first, 3 in the second. James Campbell has 5, 3 in the first, 2 in the second. Jack Zakovich has 5, all in the second quarter. I mean, you got your leading scorer has 9 and 4 guys with 5 at the half.
That's impressive. I'm telling you, their size, Bob, is a factor as well. I mean, they're bigger and stronger and they're athletic. I think that's been what's happened. Now, I'm not saying Churchers Valley can't get back in the game, because I think they can. Make a couple of shots from 3, everything changes, as you and I well know. So let's hope they can get back in this thing, make it a game.
Check the scoring for Churchers Valley. Off the bench, Luca Federico has 6 points to lead the Colts. Julian Semplis has 4. Jake Lewis has 3. Danny Slizik has 3. Logan Helfrich has 2. And Jaden Davis has 1.
Well, and that's a problem. I mean, you rely on him for the energy at the offensive end, and he scores at such a high clip. And to have just 1 point, I know he's probably talking to himself a little bit, but he's got to do less dribble, come off screens, have his teammates help him get open, and he's not doing that. He's trying to score with the ball in his hands, and when you have the ball, you're easy to defend. because everybody knows what you're trying to do. So if he can rely more on help from his teammates, use the screens, cuts, maybe he can get back into this thing.
Hershey 34, Churches Valley 19, second half on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Are you looking for a great pre-owned vehicle for a great price? Hi, this is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet, and we have a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available for immediate delivery.
And I'm Megan Colusi. Our certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 172-point inspection, so you can get all the peace of mind that comes with buying new, but for the price of pre-owned.
Go to Colusi.com to see all our inventory.
Together, let's drive at Colusi Chevrolet.
Hershey will have the basketball and the 15-point lead to start the third quarter.
Well, we'll see if any adjustments were made by Chartiers Valley at halftime. I'm sure they've had a tough half, but, hey, they're only down 15. It's not like they're down 30. They're in the game still.
Yeah, well, we see Clemson rally the other day.
Absolutely.
Almost won that game. Three ball in flight, off the rim too strong, rebound Davis.
And I'm sure that's not the shot that Hershey wanted to see, but it gives Chartiers Valley a possession.
Campbell hits 36% of his three balls, hasn't hit one yet tonight.
Yeah, he hasn't even been close, actually.
Davis launches a three, too strong, rebound coming down the lane is Slizik. He'll feed it back out to Semplis, dribbles, penetrates, hangs, shot won't go, and a blocking foul called.
That'll be the third on Campbell. Yeah, he was definitely moving. Wasn't in proper legal guarding position there.
Two shots coming for Julian Semplis. 78% free throw shooter. Missed his only effort earlier. Two coming here. First one good.
You need a spark somewhere, and sometimes maybe just from the foul line that can get you a little spark.
Campbell checks out, sits with those three fouls. Second shot, also good. Semplis with 6 points.
Little full court pressure. This is a good move by Chartiers Valley. Up-tempo this a little bit.
Granite, cross court, ball to Panko, reverse it, score it.
Boy, that was a strong move by Panko. I mean, he's a stud at 6'3", and he's a big body.
Davis across to Slizik, on into the corner. Semplis back out. Slizik and now Davis, guarded by Sweeney. Into the corner. Davis gets it back. Avoids a double team, dribbles it, feed it across. Semplis hits a three.
Well, that's what they need. They need some other players to step up. They're going to get shots. They got to knock them down.
Ball to the midcourt, still in backcourt. Aiden Miller will get it across to Zakovich. And now Hershey, 36-24, plus 12, 6:35 to play here in the third quarter. A little dribble trouble there for Zakovich. He was going to push pass with the one-hand dribble and was just going to push it. Realized that wouldn't work, and he rolled his hand up on the top and kept the play alive. Grana picks up his dribble and his double team. Feed into the traffic. Zakovich finds Panko alone. Panko misses the shot. The rebound cleared by the Colts.
There you go.
Jake Lewis with the board.
Boy, he missed an easy shot too, Bob.
Davis, beautiful crossover to get by Sweeney. The lay-in won't go. Rebound partially blocked by Panko. Davis laying on the floor, well back behind the play. Panko down the lane, hit the rim on the way up. Offensive foul called. First foul of the game on Roman Panko.
Yeah, that was an interesting call. I couldn't see it real well, Bob. So maybe you had a little better view of it than I did. I don't know, 50-50, I guess.
Tried to jump between two defenders.
Tried to split them.
Okay. They're going to put 4 seconds back on.
On the game clock.
Right. The Colts rolled the ball up the floor. I don't know. If without any pressure, what do you do that for?
I'm not
Throw
sure.
It that far and just go.
Save time maybe.
And now,
who knows?
Now the defense is going to get to step up. And I'm sure basketball people, they have some reason for doing that. I don't get it. Jaden Davis, three ball, good.
Oh, there you, there, it's a long shot. Maybe that'll get him jump-started. Now that's nine-point game, Bob.
36-27. Long pass ahead, Panko. Grana back out to Aiden Miller. Near side, Sweeney, three ball answer, too strong. Rebound grabbed, and now a foul called. Rebound by Slizik, and a foul on Hershey. Aiden Miller called for the foul. And a look there, shot earlier by Panko. And a beautiful pass out of the, to the corner for the Chartiers Valley three. Down the lane, Slizik lays it on the rim. It just spins off, and Panko rebounds the miss, and a foul called on the Colts. Foul going to be on Slizik, his second, team's first of the half.
I'll tell you, the female official out there, Bob, is doing a really good job, I think.
Sarah Fine?
Yeah, Sarah Fine. She's right on the calls, boy, and takes no nonsense. I think this press has helped them a little bit. It's changing the pace, the tempo of the game.
Sweeney gets across the timeline. Panko shot blocked from behind, swatting it away with Slizik. Controlled by Federico. Davis for three. It's good. Here come the Colts. Timeout. Hershey, 4:55 to play. Third quarter. Hershey 36. Chartiers Valley 30. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Chartiers Valley currently on an 11-2 run to claw their way back into the game.
Well, they've done a nice job, but they have made shots and had a couple of really nice defensive plays at the other end where they blocked what appeared to be an open layup, and they blocked it from behind and got things going.
Miller to Zakovic across the timeline. He's double-teamed, dribbles out of that, got help from Grana. He's double-teamed, passed to Sweeney, was just high enough to keep Davis from getting it. Sweeney's leaner won't go, and a blocking foul going to be called. Just a hair late, Danny Slizik to the party. He'll pick up his second foul, and Sweeney goes to the line. And the Chartiers Valley fans think that's a terrible call, as of course would be the case.
The board has him for three, and I do too, Bob.
Right, that's his third foul.
Okay. Sweeney missed the first. Well, they've been missing some free throws. This could come back and haunt them.
Sweeney's second effort is good. He's got 10 points, half of his season per game average. 37-30. Dribble down the lane. Slizik stops, feed it out. Semplis penetrates, steps around. Shot is rejected, and a foul called. And Grana's going to get caught with his hand on the arm. That's his third foul.
I got some foul trouble here brewing for the Hershey team.
Semplis back to the foul line. Hit two earlier in this quarter. He's hit two of three. Is a 78% free throw shooter. Shot rattles out, no good.
And if you're making a comeback, one way you can do that is knock your foul shots down. Semplis misses the first. He'll try to make the second here.
Logan Helfrich back on the floor. as Slizik sits. One of two that trip for Semplis. He has 10 points in the game. Colts have hit four of their last five free throws. Sweeney takes a back pass and then finds help in later to Sweeney. He's guarded by Helfrich. Trying to get by Helfrich. Fade away, passes it off instead. Into the paint. Campbell has his pocket picked by Davis. Lob ahead to Best. Catch, lay in, good. 37-33. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Trojans work their way out of the backcourt. Miller picks up his dribble, wraps it around, ball tipped away, Colts control, get it out to Federico, has Davis with him. Federico bounces it across, bucket and a lay-in for Semplis. It's a two-point game.
Here come the Colts.
Sweeney to the midcourt. Zakovich, double team, able to pass it out of there later. Misses the lay-in, ball knocked loose. Miller ends up with it. He has it hammered out of his hands, and we're going to get a tie-up. Quick possession arrow whistle. Colts basketball. We're going to the media timeout. 3:21 to play. Third quarter. Here come the Colts. Hershey 37. Chartiers Valley 35. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300, online, calibrotire.com.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, car slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Welcome back to Clearfield High School, PIAA 5A boys semifinal. A game that was a blowout at the half, 34-19. Is now 37-35. Colts with the ball and a chance to retake the lead.
Well, you would ask me about what you do at halftime. The adjustment they made, we're going to the zone trap full court. It has sped them up. It has changed the tempo of the game. Hershey likes to play at a slower pace in the half-court offense.
Semplis and Davis break the back pressure. Davis, Best for the lead, off the rim, won't go. Sweeney rebounds, ball knocked out of his hands, and a holding foul on Jaden Davis, I believe. Third foul of the quarter on Chartiers Valley. And it will be Jaden Davis getting his second foul.
It is amazing what a couple of shots going down can do for your overall effort in a basketball game. And the whole demeanor of Chartiers Valley has changed. Their defense has picked up. And this pressure is really causing some problems for Hershey.
Hershey ball. They run two guys out of the backcourt and two from the front come back. Sweeney kick into the corner to Grana. He'll dribble along the three-point arc. And now to Miller. Near side. It's Campbell on the floor with three. Inside to Sweeney. Back out. Campbell, three ball, good.
Well, he shoots at a nice clip, 36%. That was a huge basket for not only him, but for the Hershey team.
Hershey, 40-35 lead. Best trying to penetrate. Spinorama down the lane, travel.
Yeah, one too many spins that time. I just hate spinning in the middle of a lane, Bob. The defenders are there, and you get your legs all tangled up. Just go straight to the basket.
And sometimes you lose your balance and you end up, you know, taking an extra little tap step.
Right, and it's hard to make shots when your back is to the basket.
Referee Sarah Fine making Sweeney tuck his jersey in. Zakovich, quick step, shot won't go, but a foul going to be called on the Colts. CB looking for a travel ahead of that, but Eurostep is a legal maneuver. Luca yep. Federico called for the foul, his second, team's fourth, but two shots here for Zakovic. He has been struggling at the line, one of four on the night. I have Hershey, 4 of 11 prior to that make by Zakovic.
Yeah, you're right on with that. Now it's 5 out of 12. Close games. You look at one statistic. How did we do from the line?
41-35. It's a six-point lead. Zakovic's second shot also good. A little pushback by the Trojans here after the Colts had sprinted back to within two.
Good basketball game, though, isn't it, Bob?
16-3 was the Colts' run, but now five straight points for Hershey. Davis, step back to a three, short rebound up the lane to Sweeney, and a reach-in foul. Slizik gets his fourth.
Oh, that's a tough one.
And two shots at the other end for Cameron Sweeney.
Yeah, he's going to have to come out of the game. You don't want him fouling out. He's important. Yeah, substitutes coming in for him. Julius Best will take his position.
Sweeney rattles the first home. He's got 11 points.
Now they're up to 50%, 7 out of 14.
The run continues now for Hershey. Colts, or the Trojans have scored six straight points to get a little breathing room. Second shot also good. A three ball from Campbell, and four straight makes at the foul line now for Hershey. 44-35. Davis slides to a stop. Three ball in flight. Good line. Perfect length. Logan Helfrich drains the tray.
Yeah, big basket that time by Logan.
Campbell has a man, Zakovic, underneath all alone.
Well, sometimes when you press full court, you take the risk of leaving a player wide open, and that time he was under the basket. Zakovic, nobody around.
46-38. Hershey plus eight, 90 seconds to play in the quarter. Campbell, tough guard on Federico. Leaner won't go to rebound Zakovic. Miller gets it ahead. Sweeney gives up the open three, and an offensive foul called on James Campbell.
Easy call. He lowered that shoulder, got that elbow right in the chest.
Just popped it right away.
Yep. That's four fouls on him. He's having a tough night.
Great look at the Helfrich three ball, and now we'll see the feed from Campbell underneath to a wide-open Zakovic. And now you'll get a look at that foul, and there's no question. Shoulder drop, drive it into the defender, and then step out to hit a fadeaway. And meanwhile, the whistle's blowing for your fourth foul.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Davis trying to penetrate, and a blocking foul going to be called. Jaden Waynes cut Davis off. It's his first foul. Two shots coming.
Yeah, that was an easy call. You know, Jaden Davis is hard to guard. I mean, I know he hasn't had one of his better offensive nights, but very clever with the basketball. He's shifty. He's quick.
Davis has 7 points on the night. Coaxes this foul shot up and in.
Well, and he's a very good free throw shooter too, Bob. You know that. We've seen him in the past. He can make his foul shots.
46-39. It's a 7-point Hershey lead. Davis back at the stripe. Deliberate approach. Second shot also good.
Davis up to 9 points, staying with the pressure.
46-40. Pass to midcourt. Off to Zatkovich. Ball knocked away. Miller, Zakovic, nice tic-tac-toe passing.
Boy, Miller, what a good passer he is.
48-40, just under a minute remaining. Davis penetrates, lost the handle going up, going to be ruled last touched by Hershey.
Yeah, they're looking for a foul on that, but none was called.
Great tic-tac-toe, Panko, Miller, and Zakovic.
That's the way you break it.
Chartiers Valley ball, lob in. Semplis at the elbow, put it on the deck, can't get by Waynes. Federico down the lane, finger roll in and out. Zakovic with a rebound. Miller across the timeline. Ball to the baseline, and a blocking foul going to be called on the floor. Going to be two shots for the foul.
Julian Semples, I think, was the foul. Is that right, Bob?
I believe that was the ruling. Two shots coming now for Roman Panko. Missed two earlier at the foul line. And misses this one. A warning on Hershey's Grant later for standing up.
Well, they have warned the bench to stay seated a number of times.
Panko at the line misses this one. Semples with the rebound. And now they do correct the board. One foul on Semples. They had put it had said two originally, but that's not correct. Davis gets by Sweeney. Stops, spins, travel.
Yeah, that's three times he's gotten himself in the lane, and he's overextended the pivot foot and traveled. The minute he drives to the lane, you've got an extra defender coming right at him.
Ball across the timeline. Miller back out to Sweeney. Under 20 seconds to play. Third quarter, 48-40. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good reach there by Helfrich.
Yeah, good hands by Helfrich that time on the pressure. And CV is staying with the half-court trap, Bob. Still giving fits.
Zakovich handed back to Sweeney. 5 seconds to play in the quarter. Sweeney with a shoulder shimmy. Steps through, fade away off the rim. Rebound tipped by Federico. Zakovich turnaround won't go. 48-40. Hershey, end of three. Fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, here on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Start of the fourth quarter, and Hershey has trouble saving the ball, but they do save it. Sweeney ends up. His free throw line floater won't go. Got the loose ball back. Campbell, three ball short. Rebound tipped up to the top. It's grabbed there by Zatkovich, and he is fouled by Federico, who's pleading with the wing official on the call.
Yeah, that was a tough one there. Federico, I'll tell you what, for a young freshman, I really like the way he plays. He's going to be very, very good.
Final score on that 3A girls game, Shadyside Academy, a winner over Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 43-29. Foul shot rattles out, will not go for Zakovich.
I have him as 8 for 18 from the line. It's a lot of misses.
Zakovich is now 3 of 7 at the stripe. Second effort is short. Rebound kept alive, but Jaden Davis says not anymore. Semples across the timeline. Hershey plus 8. 30 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Ball to Federico. He'll shoot from the wing. Tried to pass it. Ball knocked loose. Federico gets on the deck. Get it out to Davis. His three goes.
This game, I tell you what, this game's got a lot of playing left to do.
Pressure right at midcourt. Zakovich. Long pass ahead. Wayne starts toward the hoop, pulls up from 12, misses the shot, rebound to the baseline. Last touch going to be ruled off Campbell. And everybody's a referee. I got a new idea. If you yell at an official, you're out. Cheer for your team. Have at it. Step back three. Davis, short. Rebound, Miller.
Yeah, I thought he rushed that a little bit, Bob. I really do.
Miller, Zakovich, his shot no good. Federico rebounds the miss. 6:50 to play, fourth quarter, 48-43. Colts avoid the pressure. Federico, Semplis in the corner for three. High off the iron, and it drops home. Semplis getting the shooter's touch. He has 15 now. 48-46. Colts again back to within two. Ball knocked loose. Sweeney gets it. Got it. Lost it. Got tied up. Got it back. And now Julius Best going to get called for a foul. Checking back in the game is Drew Grana. 48-46. Timeout Hershey. 6:29 to play in the fourth quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. That is timeout number three taken by Hershey. This is a 30-second timeout. Leaves Paul Blackburn with just two remaining, plus the media stoppage. And he has a 30 and a 60 left just for housekeeping purposes. Chartiers Valley still has four remaining. Trojans inbound. Campbell quadruple team. Pass to Sweeney, far side. Three ball, air ball. Outlet pass by Federico is picked off. Under through Jaden Davis, and it was grabbed by Grana. Grana, dribble drive. Puts it up and in.
Well, that was a big play. That was a turnover that went back into the hands of Grana, and they took it right to the basket.
50-46, four-point lead. Federico put it on the deck. Behind the back dribble, little floater from the free throw line, good. His first point since the first quarter.
Yeah, but I love the way he's played. He's given them a real lift.
50-48. And now a foul called.
Wow, he's got to be careful. That could have been a technical very easily.
Federico with the excess celebration right at the edge. And the officials now telling the CV bench, keep it on the seats. You can instantaneously react and stand, but you have to sit right back down.
And I thought the official showed great patience, not giving a quick technical on that reaction.
Three fouls on the Colts early in this fourth quarter. 50-48. Hershey plus two. Campbell feed it back to Miller and now to Grana. On into the corner, Zakovich. Grana put it on the deck. Ball knocked loose from behind, and Logan Helfrich putting a little show on, and the officials staring right at that.
Got to be careful now. You don't want anything like a technical called.
Foul on Helfrich, his first. That is the fourth foul on CV in the period.
Well, that's going to be an advantage, but Hershey's not doing very well at the foul line.
Miller on the dribble. Double team gets there, but Grana takes the pass. And now out to Zakovich. Near side. It's Campbell. Put it on the deck. Zakovich takes the feed. Foul line extended. Now to Grana in the corner. He is hassled by Helfrich. Got a chop across the arms. Zakovich at the low block. Pass out is blocked and knocked out of bounds by Helfrich. And Helfrich looking for a push-off on the free hand.
Yeah, lots of pressure. Chartres Valley has ratcheted up the pressure on defense, and it has affected Hershey.
Slizik back on the floor. He has four fouls. He came in for Federico, who has four. Miller forced to go wide. Zakovich worked the ball around. Grana, ball to Sweeney. Davis knocked it loose and going to be ruled last touched by Jaden Davis.
Yeah, and Coach Blackburn saying, hey, he was fouled. They grabbed him on the arm, but
No call was made.
4:57 to play in the fourth. 50-48. Hershey took the lead with 4:01 to play in the second quarter. The Colts have not been able to get tied. They've gotten back to within two now three different times. Up top, Campbell looks at a three, runs into the paint, floater well short, rebound tipped up high, battle for the loose ball, and Zatkovich is going to get it. Sweeney feed it out. Miller on the left wing. Three Colts were there, and they didn't get to the ball. Miller stepped through, feed to Sweeney. Davis almost undercut him. Davis flops. Campbell, three ball, well short. Rebound kept alive by Sweeney. Grabbing it now is Semplis, and he'll dribble it out. A chance to tie or take the lead for CV. Bad dribble there by Semplis. Ball knocked loose, and the Trojans end up with it. Lob ahead. Davis denies that. Loose ball grabbed by Helfrich. Nearsided Semplis. 4:05 to play. Fourth quarter. 50-48. Chartiers Valley calls a timeout. 4:03 to play. Fourth quarter. Two-point ball game. Hershey in front. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure. Call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Are you looking for a great pre-owned vehicle for a great price? Hi, this is Tim Colusi with Colusi Chevrolet, and we have a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available for immediate delivery.
And I'm Megan Colusi. Our certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 172-point inspection, so you can get all the peace of mind that comes with buying new, but for the price of pre-owned.
Go to Colusi.com to see all our inventory.
Together, let's drive at Colusi Chevrolet.
50-48. Hershey, with the two-point lead, led by 16. Late in the first half, led by 15 at intermission, had an 8-point lead at the end of three, and it is now two. Here we go, Davis v. Sweeney.
They keep battling back, Bob. No quitting the Chartiers Valley team.
Best double team, ball ripped out of his hands, able to pull it out of there. We are going to get the held ball call, and that is Chartiers Valley ball at the baseline.
Plenty of time. There's 3:54 left in this game. So,
and we are at the at 3:54. We're at the media timeout. 50-48. Hershey plus two. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hershey fans don't like the possession arrow pointing to Chartiers Valley, but that is dead on correct. Hershey had the ball to start the fourth quarter and had trouble on that. Now a kick to the ball out of bounds. Now the arrow didn't switch. The arrow should have switched now because they have enacted the they have thrown the ball in. Semplis lob it up top. It goes to Best. Davis now trying to get by Sweeney. Spins, lost the handle, try to grab it back, and Hershey takes it over. Another spin turnover.
Yeah, you can take that spin dribble. You know where you can put that. That's just not very effective.
Campbell, three ball corner, good. Hershey pushes the margin back to five.
That was a huge basket by Campbell that time. Playing with four fouls.
Best. Pass through traffic to Davis in the corner. Feed it across. Helfrich for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Zakovich, who has played an outstanding game for Hershey tonight. Big reason they're in the lead.
Yeah, he really has, Bob.
Miller down the lane. Shot partially blocked. Loose ball rolls off of the hands of Slizik. And apparently, Sweeney out of bounds touched the ball.
Well, they're saying Miller was out of bounds and touched the basketball.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that they were pointing at Sweeney.
Yeah, because Sweeney was on the ground, was he not?
No, Slizik was on the ground.
Oh, okay. I knew someone was. I'd like to see that again. But nevertheless, here we go.
Just under 3 minutes to play. 5-point lead. Hershey, Slizik with the ball between the circles. Goes right side. Federico. Handed off to Davis. Sweeney reaches in, and Sweeney guilty of a foul, and he's heading for the crowd. Got to keep that under control.
That was close. I tell you what, they're so aggressive, both sides, that sometimes it may not look like a foul, but is a foul. I mean, you just have and got to keep your composure out there, too.
Federico, right side to Davis. Looked like he wanted to shoot there. Takes it to the circle. Federico takes a three ball in and out. Rebound tipped. Loose ball. Slizik can't get it. Davis will put it on the deck, and he is fouled by Campbell, and that's his fifth. Campbell's going to foul out of the game with 2:30 to play.
Boy, it's been a rough night for him, and he just hit the biggest shot of his career probably.
Checking back in is Jaden Waynes to replace Campbell. It's the second foul of the quarter on Hershey. Federico takes the inbound. Slizik and now Helfrich for three. That's off the rim. Rebound knocked away from Davis by Miller. Lob ahead. It's Grana for the dunk, and he is fouled. And Federico is fouled out of the game.
Well, that was a great pass that time. Great vision by Cameron Sweeney to see him open down the floor, Bob. But nice effort by Federico and Luca Federico. That will be his fifth foul.
Now, Federico fouls out with 2:18, so Campbell and Federico exit 12 seconds apart. Julius Best will check back in, and now Drew Grana to the foul line for the first time tonight. He's a 57% free throw shooter.
Well,
the Trojans, 8 of 19 in
right.
The game.
If they don't win this game, they can look back at the free throw line.
Grana has not contributed to the misses, but he has now.
8 for 20, Bob. What has happened to foul shooting?
5-point Hershey lead, 53-48. Grana's second effort coming. And that is soft and short, but shooter's touch gives him 8 points in the game. 6-point margin. Davis to the hoop, shot blocked from behind. Sweeney there to pick him back up. Sweeney knocked him down. And the two scoring leaders.
Good sportsmanship that time by Cameron Sweeney.
They have been all over each other all night long.
I'll tell you what, they know each other quite well by the end of the evening, too.
Two foul shots. First of the fourth quarter for the Colts. Davis gets the first to go. He's hit now 4 of his 5 shots. Well, Colts are 8 of 11.
Davis is an excellent free throw shooter, Bob. Almost 80% clip.
Second effort also good. 54-50. 4-point lead. Sweeney. Miller. Long pass. Granite catches it in front court. Now 2-on-1. Pass underneath. Zakovic alone again. Scores it.
Well, and he did a great job letting the defender run by him. He was very patient.
Davis, three ball for Helfrich, way off the mark, and it comes down into the hands of Jaden Waynes. Davis cuts Sweeney off, pass back, Waynes, and now Miller. Underneath, alone is Grana off the window. 58-50, the margin. Back to eight. Davis launches a three-pointer. It's well short. Waynes clears the glass. Miller ahead to Zakovic. Diagonal pass to Sweeney, and now ahead to Grana. Steps out front, off the window, in, and a foul called on Semplis. Drew Grana has a dozen points tonight. Back to the foul line, and Hershey running out here in the final, over this last minute, minute and a half, from a two-point game. Colts have managed only two foul shots in the last 4 minutes. Free throw good. Grana has 13 and the margin now 11. 61-50 Hershey. Semplis to Davis. Jaden Davis not wanting this to be the way the career ends. Steal, ball ahead, lay in for Jaden Waynes. 63-50 as we click under a minute to play. Best step back to a three off the back of the rim. Miller rebounds the miss. He'll dribble up the floor. Davis going to grab him from behind. Is that going to be an intentional foul?
I don't know.
See that signal from anybody. Officials are going to talk it over. All three officials had a foul call, and it
is. Yes, it's intentional.
Jaden Davis called for his third foul. It's going to be intentional.
Two shots on the ball. Yeah, and this game just got away from Chartres Valley quickly.
Well, this is what happened at, in that second quarter as well, just tempo.
Well, it was the tempo, Bob, but it was how easily, I thought, it was how easily Hershey was able to break pressure and get layups. They had two and three players, and they moved the ball on the pass, not on the dribble, and they got wide open, easy baskets.
First shot missed by Aiden Miller. Second one in flight is good. 64-50 with 50 seconds to play.
And it's all but in the books, as they say. They had a great comeback, too, and they just didn't handle, missed some long perimeter shots. And, you know, Hershey was able to rebound and get the ball down the floor for a layup.
Sure what that lengthy discussion was about, but it was an intentional foul, so two shots in the ball, and now a foul on Julian Semplis, his third, and two more free throws coming. Cameron Sweeney at the line has hit 4 of 6 tonight, and that's a bright spot free throw shooter.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The run currently is 11 straight points for Hershey, from 54-50 to now 66-50. The run is 12 as Sweeney hits both on this trip. And Hershey, for the first time ever, looks to be heading to the PIAA Basketball Championship tie-up possession arrow. Hershey, as Grana ties up Jaden Davis.
Yeah, and the Hershey fans are celebrating, no question about it.
And the Colts will back off the pressure. Hershey apparently needs only to get the ball in front court. Zakovic started toward the basket, and Slizik wasn't going to let him go there. Miller now dribbles through the paint, and both teams recognizing Hershey's not going to the rack, and Chartres Valley not going to foul. A pass over the top.
Yeah, the disappointment of the loss.
Big hug from Sweeney and Davis.
Glad to see that. I think that's great sportsmanship.
66-50. Hershey pulls away down the stretch. And the Trojans are going to play for a PIAA basketball championship in the finals for the first time ever. We'll recap it for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You can trust a business that's been around for over 80 years. Calibro Tire and Auto Service has helped generations of families take care of all makes and models of cars and light trucks. Check out online reviews and ratings to see Calibro Tire's outstanding reputation for customer service. And when you need quality name brand tires, brakes, alignment, state inspections, diagnostics, and more, call Calibro Tire and Auto Service on Bower Hill Road, 412-221-4300. Online, calibrotire.com.
Couple of big runs for the Hershey Trojans, 17-0 from halfway through the second quarter to the final 30 seconds of the period. And then after Chartiers Valley got to within 50-48 with just under 6 minutes to play in the ball game, third time after that run that Chartiers Valley got back to within two. They couldn't get any closer, and they couldn't tie the game up. Hershey then just sprinted to the close to finish on a 16-2 run, and Chartiers Valley had one field goal in the final 6.5 minutes of the game and only two free throws.
Right, and I think, too, part of it was their shot selection. They settled for the long perimeter shot. They were unable to convert, and consequently, Hershey was able to get the basketball out against that pressure, pass, layup, and they scored quickly. I mean, that's how they play. And reading the write-ups prior to the game against West York, I believe, in their last win, they did the exact same thing. The game was right there, and all of a sudden they had a run and were able to put them away, and they did the same thing here this evening. And great job passing the basketball. I mean, I think they really they see the floor well. They look up the floor. They don't dribble too much. And in the end, that was to their advantage.
Chartiers Valley led 11-9 at the end of one quarter. The Colts extended that to their biggest lead of the game at 14-9 in the opening seconds of the second. But then Hershey got to within two, pulled to within, took the lead at 17-16 with just under 5 minutes to play. CV went back in front 30 seconds later, but then did not score again until the final 25 seconds of the first half, and a Jaden Davis free throw. But the damage was done. A 17-0 run for Hershey, and a 25-8 score in the quarter gave them a 34-19 lead at intermission. But not to fear, Colts fans. A battle back from the locker room. Chartiers Valley scored 16 of the first 19 points of the third quarter to pull to within 37-35. Another answer from the Trojans. They got a three ball and four straight makes at the foul line, something they only did once tonight. Only hit four in a row at the stripe once, and it was in that about 3 minutes to go in the quarter, and built the lead back to nine. It was an eight-point lead after three at 48-40. Chartiers Valley kept threatening. Got the first 6 points of the second. Back-to-back trays in that quarter. Julian Semplis and Jaden Davis with three balls to make it 48-46. The teams traded buckets over about a 15-second span to 50-48. But from that point, the Colts never scored a field goal again. Got just two foul shots. And Hershey had enough on the press break to get open looks down underneath and go ahead and put this one away. 16-2 run after the media timeout, and Hershey wins it by a 66-50 score. Take a look at the individual scoring. Game honors go to Julian Semplis with 15. Jaden Davis had 14 for Chartiers Valley in his final PIAA basketball game. Colts were 9 of 12 at the free throw line tonight. A good balance on the side of Hershey. 14 points for Cameron Sweeney. Drew Grana with 13. Jack Zakovich with 13 points tonight. And all of those after the opening quarter. Zakovich averages 5 points a game. The 6-foot junior pumped in 13 tonight in a big part of the win for Hershey. The Trojans, 13 of 26 at the free throw line in tonight's game. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And congratulations to our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game, the aforementioned 6 foot junior, Jack Zakovich. A couple of his points right there. The junior with 13 tonight. And for a guy in a state semifinal to come out and do what he did, a big part of why Hershey is going on to their first ever state championship game. The superstars, the Davises and Sweeneys, matched up 14 points apiece. They held each other in check. They guarded each other almost all night long. There was a little switchover occasionally. Aiden Miller had Davis and someone else had Sweeney on very limited occasions. But those two canceled each other out. And what did everybody else do? And Jack Zakovich, big part of the reason why Hershey's going on to the next round.
That's exactly right, Bob. And it's not sometimes when you, it's not how you score, it's when you score. And Zakovich scored timely baskets when Chartres Valley was making a run. He was the one who was able to methodically work his way around, get to the basket, finish, make a couple of free throws. But you're right about the two superstars, kind of, you know, one averaging 20 a game, the other 23, and they both settle for 14 apiece. They worked extremely hard against one another. I mean, it was very, very aggressive style, and both of them ought to be commended for their efforts.
Chartres Valley, 11-9 advantage in the first. Hershey, 25-8 in the second quarter, led 34-19 at the break. CV came back, 21-14 advantage in the third, to pull to within 48-40 Hershey, and the Trojans 18-10 in that fourth quarter, and again 16-2 to close it out to get the 66-50 win. For Chartres Valley, season ends at 26-4. Their 11-game win streak ends with the loss here tonight in the semifinals. For Hershey, now 25-3, the winners of now 8 consecutive games and 13 of their last 15 since a mid-January setback against Mechanicsburg. The only losses in there, a 3-point loss to Milton Hershey and a 2-point setback against Palmyra. For Hershey, it's a date at the Giants Center. For the first time ever, they'll play for the PIAA championship and face either District 12 champion Newman Goretti or District 1 fourth place finisher Upper Moreland. That game being played right now at Pottstown. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Calibro Tire and Auto Service, for selection and service wherever the road takes you. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Calusi Chevrolet, right off the Bridgeville exit of I-79. Calusi Chevrolet, together, let's drive. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. PIAA semifinal weekend continues tomorrow with a pair of games on the WJPA Sports Network. It's a 5A girls WPIL final rematch. Peters Township and South Fayette square off at Cana McMillan. And here on WJPA FM, coverage starts at 1:45. About a half hour later, Upper St. Clair and Roman Catholic meet in the 6A boys semis at Chambersburg. We'll have that action on WJPA.com. And we're producing the NFHS video stream for both of those games as well. Thanks to head coaches Corey Dotchin and Paul Blackburn, and to Robert Gerhardt, Nate Glunt, Adam Curry, and the entire crew here at Clearfield. For my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Eric Bennett and Scott Donnelly on camera, and Bill Chappell and Mark Edwards producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. in the PIAA 5A boys semifinals. Your score, Hershey 66, Churchill's Valley 50. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.